I think that is an wider academic problem. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily in like the bigger, more funded schools, like say Harvard.
Uh-huh.
And MIT, in fact, actually has a lot of like the MIT Multimedia Lab. In fact, mm-hmm. has a lot of like technological and artistic crossovers. But I think in the whole of academia, mm-hmm. there's a pretty big distinction between science and art. And mm-hmm. if one wants to see those collaborations in action, they're going to have to look more to like the private sector and like individual artists outside mm-hmm. of academia.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to segue here a little bit and talk about what you said earlier about how when I said that I, as an artist, feel like I'm obsessed with materiality, and you responded by saying that you feel an aversion to material, which is an interesting point, because like many of the things that we have been talking about in our interactions are very similar, but then when it comes to dealing with material, we have very different approaches. So what is your relationship to materiality?
Well, so when you ask me if I have any materials that I'm obsessed with, my mind immediately snapped to my time as like a material scientist,
uh-huh.
Which was kind of a fucking nightmare. Should I swear?
No, okay. But it's okay. We'll cut that out.
Okay. Which was kind of a nightmare because it was a corporate hellscape,
mm-hmm.
and it was a lot of heavy chemistry, and while it was a stable job and paid the bills, I really despised it because it was a lot of, not even hard science, it was a lot of ratio mixing and then troubleshooting and then
mm-hmm.
processing for scale up. And so when I think of materials
mm-hmm.
from a scientific perspective, I think of that job. And so I never ever want to go back to that mindset I had when thinking about materials. Now, as an artist, I don't have a particular material that I'm obsessed with, at least not yet. I'm sure there might be phases in my life where I swap to something or form an interest in something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe that I'll ever have like a lifelong interest in a certain material, and I kind of hope that I don't.
Okay. The reason that I am very interested in this question of materiality is because, like, I feel like, you know, we have spoken about this, about the fact that art and science at the heart of it can be thought of as one thing. And I do think that materiality becomes that very thing that leads these things, like, that joins art and science being one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But just the approaches towards that then become point of difference.
Yes.
Because we deal with the ideas of and questions of representation,
yes.
Whereas you deal with the functionality of it more than, you know, any ethical, moral, or, you know, political questions around what that thing is.
Precisely.
You have a more function, like your relationship towards it is more practical,
mm-hmm.
and it also, and that's, I think, the point where you are very critical of science is because, you know, it always is serving into a corporate framework,
yes.
where it has to be profitable. Yeah.
Precisely. And that's why I don't think I liked my time as a material scientist, is because it was all very profit-driven. It was all very pragmatic, and it all served a means to an end, however granular it might have been.
Uh-huh.
And it had to be particularly granular because it had to be safe so that it couldn't be wildly experimental, because it couldn't shake up the industry too much.
Yeah.
And it had to be profitable.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had to be small, incremental baby steps mm-hmm. forward for the sake of profitability. And while I think there should be a kind of temperance of the advancement of science, particularly in biosciences,
mm-hmm.
I think the temperance of the advancement of science for profitability, for marketability, is stifling, absolutely stifling.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it, I think both artists and scientists believe that the world could be a better place.
100%.
Yes. And That's an interesting thought. Maybe there's a scientist and an artist who think the world could be a worse place, and they work towards it. But artists and scientists believe the world could be a better place.
Yeah.
And I think when you see that the world's areas where the world could be a better place, and you see that it's just not happening, it can be very frustrating. It mm-hmm. can be very consuming to your soul.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
We can secure our world when you choose your passwords. Make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along.
Learn how to use strong passwords at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Everyone, it's Mando!
Everybody ready?
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to another relaxing episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Mando Richard, and I don't know if this is going to be a relaxing episode or not. We'll see. We got a Lick It Up set, a folk rock set, and a gospel set, and all the usual fun music, old and new. Let's see, what are we going to start with? Oh, here comes one of my favorite songs of 2019 from Marian Halliday.
I like my bourbon like I like my men, strong and not too neat, the rocks thrown in. I like the things that make me burn and sweat, hard living with no regret.
found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Good evening, friends. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mandolin Richard. No, it's Mando Richard, isn't it?
For sure.
Cut! I don't do well under pressure, people! Give him a quart. Hello, friends. Brian Oberlin here. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, the finest name in all the mandolin business.
Revenue officers had called me.
pleasant dream. Dream dies on yon mountain side by some clear still house stream.
Live radio, push a button and strange things happen, but that's okay. It's all about Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots program, depending on where you are. Now, what was in our liquored up set at the beginning of the show? Then I'll tell you about our musical bed, and we'll keep moving. Marion Halliday began the show with Bourbon and Men from her 2018 record Rings Around Saturn. I thought it came out in 2019, but what the heck. Then we heard from August of 2024, The Wild Shoats, a band from down in Morgantown, West Virginia, featuring singer and fiddler Marilyn Shaden. And you heard them do Moonshiner. Then Todd Grebe and Cold Country came up right after the station break and the PSA, and you heard Mr. Moonshine from Todd Grebe and Cold Country's record Until Tomorrow. And the last thing on the set was Hetty West doing the Moonshiner's Lament. And in the background, you're listening to Sammy Brayman play Train in the Wilderness from her 2023 record Riveter. Mr. John Prine.
Yeah. You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. It's a mad and mean and a dreadful sorrow. It's crossed the evil land today. Well, how can you ask about tomorrow? Well, we ain't got one word to say. So what in the world's come over? What in the heavens ain't have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run.
Remember that time long ago, the neighborhood dive on a night that was slow. The sign said live music, and there by the bar was one skinny kid with a beat up guitar. But the feedback died down, and he played a few bars, and he wasn't half bad. You said, this song is ours. We didn't care, we were the only ones dancing. Dancing just suddenly seemed like the right thing to do. Our new favorite melody, simple and sweet. Put your arms round me and sway to the beat. Everyone else can stay glued to their seats. I just wanna dance with you.
Turn the page to children in 10 summers on. A festival stage on a big grassy lawn. And there was our guy from that long ago bar, with a backup quartet and a shiny guitar.
That they were the only ones dancing. Dancing just suddenly seemed like the right thing to do. They know the melody, simple and sweet. We keep our eyes on them and sway to the beat. Everyone else can stay glued to their seats. I just wanna dance with you. Sunday, a family affair. The girls and their partners and kids are all there. When they're on the jukebox, that singer, that song, we stand with the little ones egging us on. The girls roll their eyes, but they know that we will. This pair of old lovers who just can't stay still. We never care that we are the only ones dancing. Dancing just suddenly seems like the right thing to do. There's that old melody, simple and sweet. So put your arms round me and sway to the beat. Everyone else can stay glued to their seats.
Darling, you still sweep me off of my feet.
I just wanna dance with you.
Singing through the cactus trees and the shrub, an old song, the fever and passion of a cowhand crippled by love. A song alive with a sorcerer's touch, handed down from the past. And there's only one man who could sing it, the cowboy that we call the Bass. He'd say, lay me down by the river, boys, facing the hot desert sun, where the wind will scatter my spirit after the coyotes are done. He'd a gap between his teeth that would whistle when he sang or he snored or he chewed. He was skilled at braiding riatas or cooking his wild shepherd stew. With a goatskin full of his burgundy wine, he was armed for the trail or the task. And if a matter called for endurance, knew we could count on the Bass. He'd say, lay me down by the river, boys, facing the hot desert sun, where the wind will scatter my spirit after the coyotes are done. But the wine began to take over, and a bitterness poisoned his tongue. He'd curse in his sleep at some woman and all of the damage she done. With pity we watched his derangement as he conjured these ghosts from his past. But none of our words could console him. We feared we were losing the Bass. One night he went out on the desert, and he sang and he moaned all night long. We found his remains 3 days later, after the coyotes were done. In the sand he had written in Spanish poem to a Tonopah whore, who'd taken his love and his money and crippled him deep to his core. So we laid him down by the river, facing the hot desert sun, where the wind will scatter his spirit now that the coyotes are done. He'd say, lay me down by the river, boys, facing the hot desert sun, where the wind will scatter my spirit after the coyotes are done.
Background, you're listening to the Bing Brothers play the 28th of January. Not playing it for that rounder compilational time, Music on the Air Volume 2 that came out in 1996. Now, what was in that last set of music? here on a Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. That set began with something from back in 1986 from John Prine on a record he made with members of the Newgrass Revival called German Afternoons. You heard Speed of the Sound of Loneliness. Then we move forward to, I think, December of 2024 for John McCutcheon, joined by Claire Lynch for Only One's Dancing. From John McCutcheon's 2024 record, Field of Stars, then the Mama Said String Band gave us Numb Goodbyes. I think that's not officially out until February 14th. Don't tell anyone I played it already, okay? That's a single they just put out. And then Southwind, my friend of the show, Annie Trimble, and her late husband, Kurt Cooper, doing The Basque from their 2004 record, Going to the West, Cowboys and Immigrants. Let's see, I think we're headed off to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania next.
Showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. Oh, those tears are cried for that woman. They're gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota. And it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, that southern drawl. And I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport. And I follow you, big river, when you call. Then I met her in St. Louis, later on down the river. Freighter said she'd been there, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. Then I followed her trail to Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows, then walked on alone. Now won't you batter down in Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman down to New Orleans, New Orleans. I go on. Big river, moon and me. Yeah, well, she loves you, big river, more than me. Clear blue sky. Oh, the tears are cry for that woman. They're gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Yeah, well, I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Oh, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
side by side, your hand in mine, just carrying on like we do. But I couldn't take my eyes off of you. She's beautiful, always. If I'm watching or not, if I do or don't say, even when the storm is rolling in, it doesn't stop her light from shining. She's an Oklahoma sunset on a summer night. Stop dead in my tracks just to bask in her light. Oh, she keeps me breathless. Her glory is endless. I hope her light never fades. She's how I wanna end every day. When I come home from a long day, the sight of her takes it all away. Just sitting on the back porch, taking her in, is enough to ease all my worrying. She's got a warmth about her that soothes me, a glow all around her that moves me. Even when the storm is rolling in, it doesn't stop her light from shining. She's an Oklahoma sunset on a summer night. Stop dead in my tracks just to bask in her light. Oh, she keeps me breathless. Her glory is endless. I hope her light never fades. Well, she's how I wanna end every day. Twilight, blue in the sky, until the pink hits her cheeks on those red hot nights. But my favorite part is her golden heart. Well, she's an Oklahoma sunset on a summer night. Stop dead in my tracks just to bask in her. Her glory is endless. I hope her light never fades. She's how I wanna end every day. I wanna end every day.
out of Mexico. He's blowing more than a 2.0. He's southbound in the northbound lane, high on whiskey and cocaine. Inside and out of the cones of a live construction zone, running from the ISP, heading straight for you and me. We was paving there on 65, praying just to stay alive. The year had gone from bad to worse, not from our crew killed since the first. Angie was calling on the radio, he's coming fast, boys, so you know he's made it past the milling crew. He's coming fast, straight for you. Pork Chop was a waking man, big old boy with a one-armed tan. He seen them blue lights from the back of his big red diesel Mac. Saw that speeding car careen, so Pork Chop took one for the team. He drove straight in the drunkard's path. That had to hurt, you do the math. Everyone's going home tonight. Crews, they came around, two old Pork Chops on hometown. They called him the hero of the land. He said, I'm just an old truck driving man. But Pork Chop, honey, he risked his life, the widowhood of his own wife, to live by the diesel driver's code. One life for 10 out on the road. You may pull a reefer with 18 skids, but think of what old Pork Chop did. Give him the break, boys, do what's right. Laborers at the 1112 who make their living in a man-made hell. They go to work, they never know if they'll make it home just to build a road. The 120, the 103, the 135, who build the big roads that we drive. Give them the break, boys, do what's right.
song. So I can two-step my blues away. Give me a steel guitar and a dusty old bar. I won't be crying long with my honky-tonk song. I can't pay the bills without a decent job. I can't get a job without some good shoes, but I can't get the shoes without paying the bills. So what am I supposed to do? Trouble weighs me down like a two-ton truck when I sit still for too long. That country sound makes me dance around. I'm light as air and nothing's wrong with my honky-tonk song. Honky-tonk song. I'm gonna two-step these blues away. Give me a steel guitar and a dusty old bar. I won't be crying long with my honky-tonk song. Yeah, I ain't a real traditional gal. I can change my oil and my tires. I like a new song, so I can set the woods on fire. That man ain't good for talking to. He tends to be a bore, but he looks pretty cute in his Wrangler jeans and the Stetson that he wore on the dance floor for my honky tonk song. Yeah, my honky tonk song. Honky-tonk song. I need a honky-tonk song so I can two-step my blues. Oh, don't you want to two-step your blues? Come on, we all need a honky-tonk song. Oh, yeah.
That is what happened when I get feedback from listeners. Thank you so much. You can always drop me a line. I'm Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at Gmail or Yahoo. Though I admit I monitor Gmail during the show, not Yahoo. All right, what was in that super long set? We began with Kevin Neidig and Henry Kretzky, along with bass player Aaron Blount doing Johnny Cash's Big River. Then from Chris Matthews' brand new record, Reclamation, you heard Oklahoma Sunset. Then we went back to 2003 or so for the Rockinghams doing Ladies on the Steamboat from their release, Shout Lulu. Then we move forward to 2021 for Long Haul Paul Marhoefer doing The Ballad of Porkchop Honey. A great story there, huh? That's from his record, Corn Belt Cafe. Then something brand new from the Seldom Scene. It's going to be on an upcoming album, but they released the single early. Last of the Steam Power Trains. And the last thing in the set was Abby Gardner doing Honky Tonk Song from her 2021 record, Dobro Singer. And in the background, you're listening to Charm City Junction. Play a medley of Minnie Put the Kettle On and Killaville Reel from their 2024 record, Softbox. Hey, it's just about time for our mid-show station break. But y'all stick around. We got more great music on the way.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in an emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak, on the phone to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911, and the message include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide help and hope to people in distress when they need it most. Please donate today. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by disasters, big and small. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you.
Hi, I'm DJ Firefly, the electronic music director here at WRCT. You know, Louis Armstrong once said that all music is folk music because he never heard a horse sing a song. So I invite you to check out the folk music on my show, Couch Dancing, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
After
Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock. Don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music.
Well, my friends, it's time when Bill from Philly and a lot of the listeners look forward to hearing the folk rock set. It's going to begin with Lowell Levenger, a.k.a. Banana from the Youngbloods, doing one of the classic Youngblood songs.
Hell no.